Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And if I'm here, I got older. Good to see you all. Have you listening in if you're on 95.9 and in the Palm Beaches. If you're on 95 or the Turnpike, we hope you're driving safely or you're home by now. If you're on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, I hope you dried out. You had a lot more rain than we did. And I hope that you had a great day. Oh, my aching feet. Seriously, we have a terrific show tonight with a very special physician. Dr. Brian Coleman is here. He's with South Palm Orthopedic, and he specializes in foot and ankle surgery. And I am so looking forward to talking to him, which we will do in just a minute, because I know that you're going to want to hear what he has to say. But first, I want to wish everybody again a happy and a healthy new year. Last week we taped the show in advance. I hope that you enjoyed listening to Lisa Fawcett. She did a great job. I happened to be on the highway when the show was on, and I happened to listen to myself. I'm not that bad. I hope you listened to it. The other thing is, today is the last day that you had an opportunity to register to vote. I hope that you did. I can't imagine a more important election than the election we're about to undertake. So I hope you got registered. I want to encourage you to vote. If you're going to vote by mail, that's fine. Just make sure you give yourself plenty of time and follow all of the instructions, please. Make sure you follow them to a T. Compare your signature today with the signature that's on your driver's license, because that's how they do. If you want to make sure your vote is going to count. We're going to go to early voting soon, and that's really important. Another era that's up is that we have open enrollment beginning on the 15th, 10 days from today. Open enrollment is critically important, and we are going to do a show on open enrollment. Desiree is going to be here again from the Area Agency on Aging on October 26th. Open enrollment's really, really important. Be careful. Call SHINE if you need help. SHINE is at the Area Agency on Aging, and I encourage you to get all the information you can. So you have to vote, and you have to be careful about open enrollment. But that's enough preaching for today. Let me get to my guest. Dr. Brian Coleman is here, and I told you I can't be more excited that he is. Dr. Coleman got his undergraduate degree at the University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio. He went to medical school at Indiana University in Indianapolis. He did his internship after medical school at Howard University, and he did his residency at both Washington Hospital Center for General Surgery, and he did his orthopedic surgery residency at Howard University Hospital. He's fellowship trained at Baylor College of Medicine, and he is primarily associated, not exclusively, but primarily associated with Delray Medical Center, which is an important part of tonight's conversation because we are going to deal with the trauma-centric nature of some of what he does. So, Dr. Coleman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. So we're going to get into the complex foot and ankle surgery, which dominates your practice. But I think as an orthopedic surgeon specializing in foot and ankle, that highlights the question, isn't that what podiatrists do? Podiatry is different than what you do, and yet there is some overlap. So can we talk about that?
Absolutely. First of all, I am classified just in the way I've worked all my life as being a pro-podiatric advocate. So there are some orthopedic foot and ankle guys that view podiatrists as the enemy. I've never looked at it that way. I think that I have a tremendous amount of respect for podiatry in general. I was actually co-chair of a podiatry residency program back in Northwest Indiana for over 10 years. And at the surgery center that I work at now, I do work with the podiatry residents at Bethesda. With that being said, the fundamental difference between podiatrists and orthopedic foot and ankle surgeons is years of training. There's med school education, as you know, being an MD like I am. The med school aspect is not the case for podiatrists. They go to podiatry school. Now, there are some professors that work at medical schools that also lecture at the podiatry schools. However, podiatrists don't go to medical school. Then there's a training or residency, as you've stated, and the residency from the podiatric population is not as long, meaning it could be from 1 year to 3 years total. In my journey academically, there's med school, then there's an internship, which is 1 year of general training in not only surgical specialties, but not non-surgical specialties. And then there's 4 years of orthopedics. Now, in that 4 year of orthopedic training, you learn about shoulders, hip, knee, and all of that. But there is an integration and understanding in other systems and body parts and medical problems that are integrated in the foot and ankle. And I think that's where there's a certain depth that is not afforded in the podiatric training. Now, one can argue that you're seeing pure foot and ankle as a podiatrist, but the problems that are complex and problems by and large, to get a comprehensive understanding, you have to know about how other issues and systems integrate in the lower extremity or foot and ankle problems that you're addressing. In addition, there are certain levels of training and variances in the podiatric community that exist that simply don't apply in the orthopedic foot and ankle world.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think people understand, and I do because I think I may have mentioned when we did our prep, I've had plantar fasciitis on and off and bone damage in my heel for going on 5 years now. And you don't realize how those problems really impact the rest of your body. And I think that's kind of what you were alluding to there. Last week's guest was a physical therapist whom I've used for my foot. And a big part of my problem with my feet stems from my hip, or the big problem in my hip stems from my feet. You know, chicken and egg, which comes first? The foot and ankle is the foundation for us, for our stability, for fall risk, for so many things. Am I right?
Well, foot and ankle is a major contributor. However, most people think you have to have straight feet, our more, quote, normal, unquote, right, feet to walk well. But the reality is, and this is one of the things I was alluding to earlier, you can have knee problems and knee deformities, as well as ambulation and gait are clearly defined by muscle weakness or strength in the quadriceps, hamstrings, pelvic girdle muscles, muscles around the lower spine, and in the abdomen. They are major contributors to gait. And that is one of those aspects that, you know, tend to become a little more deficient if you're focusing just on the lower part. The other issue that exists, or dynamic that exists, there are a lot of systemic disorders that can lead to problems not only in the lower extremity in the foot and ankle, but in the trunk and up, that can also contribute to problems with walking, ambulation, if you will, and leading to foot pain. Sometimes you can have problems in the femur, that's the thigh bone. Okay, so if you have problems in the thigh bone that is governing how a person walks, their initial or presenting complaint could be, well, I'm not walking right, and I have a foot problem. But in your evaluation, you notice that there's abnormalities with the knee and femur. So as a podiatrist, you can't address that. They're right. not trained or experienced to address it, nor legally can they do procedures proximal, meaning up north of, for lack of a better term, of the foot and ankle, that may directly be one of the leading problems as to why they're presenting. So those are the challenges that particular specialty does have with regards to dealing with foot and ankle.
So if I hear you correctly, there is a lot of overlap. There's a lot of things that you both can do. There's and competency exists on both disciplines. But there comes a point in time when people graduate, for lack of a better term, from a podiatrist to a foot and ankle orthopedic specialist. And is there a simple answer to the question of why would somebody graduate from or go to a foot and ankle orthopedic specialist as opposed to a podiatrist? Simple, even though I know that we've been talking about some of the medical overlap here. Do podiatrists refer to you or compete with you or both?
Well, actually, the short answer is both. I tend to have a fairly collegial rapport with both the orthopedic foot and ankle and the podiatric community. I mean, in Palm Beach County alone, there's probably 250 podiatrists, and there's no more than 10 orthopedic foot and ankle specialists in all of Palm Beach County. And if you extend that area to Miami, the ratio is even higher.
Right.
So I don't think you can be in the business of taking care of people in community practice by separating yourself in that regard. With that being said, to answer your question in terms of when would you seek go from podiatric care to an orthopedic care, a lot of times, as I talked about earlier, there is a variance. There is one's level of expertise with regards to, let's say, for instance, a flat foot problem.
Right.
The podiatric community, they have to be certified in dealing with that part of the foot and ankle. They classify as rear foot. We say orthopedically hind foot, but there has to be a certain certification to even surgically address a flat foot problem with the podiatrist versus orthopedics. We don't have that level of specificity when it comes to dealing with any aspect of the foot and ankle surgically. Once you achieve that level as fellowship trained in foot and ankle as an orthopedist, then you are capable to deal with all those things. And unfortunately, sometimes one's level of expertise is not well represented or communicated with the patient, and there's some level of frustration that warrants or prompts one to go seek another physician, and in this case, an orthopedist.
You know, I know we didn't talk about this, but it's just curiosity because you mentioned it. Flat feet, I don't know much about flat feet other than when I was a kid, that was a way to get out of the Army if you had flat feet. Is that congenital or does that evolve over time as you get older? Has that become a problem? How does it manifest itself?
Well, that's a great question. Number one, it can be both. There's congenital, then there's acquired. I am a congenital flat foot person myself. So
Probably prompted your interest.
There's no question about it. And yes, that was a way that you could get out of the Army. Okay, so I kind of knew I was safe from that, so to speak. So, but with that being said, there's reasons. Everyone's arch decreases to some degree from birth. Now, that if you start out with flat feet, then they progress to a more severe deformity as you age. If you have big high arches when you, you know, growing up, they will lower, decrease somewhat, but you'll still have high arches relative to others. There are certain issues that you are more prone to have with high arches versus flat feet, but no question, especially down here with wearing open-toed shoes and that level of shoe wear because of the climate,
right.
Flat foot down here is rampant. I have cultivated my own subspecialty for just being a flat foot surgeon. I've championed that. I welcome that. I love reconstructing flat feet, and reportedly I'm one of the ones that do perform that surgery more frequently than most folks in the state.
So, again, I don't know the answer to this. How prevalent is problem with one's feet? Does everybody have some problem? Do problems typically resolve just by, you know, staying off your feet for a couple of days? Serious problems? Do people not take care of their feet? I never really thought about it, other than the fact that I have myself, have had foot problems. Is it a rampant problem, particularly amongst the senior population down here?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. It is probably more prevalent here because the senior population is more active. So they are coming to you to maintain their certain level of activity, which relative to across the country is significantly higher.
Right.
I'm from the Midwest, and as one ages up there, sometimes there's an attitude where it's just packed in. Here, it's like, well, I need to get back to pickleball. I need to get back to golf. I need to get back to those activities. So they're actually more prone to accelerate your non-operative or conservative management in order to get back and resume those pre-injury activities. But it's very, very prevalent. I mean, the average person walks a million times a year on each foot. And so if you understand gait at all in the part of the hundreds of seconds where your heel goes to flat and then starts the toe off, you spring off your toes, 2.5 times your body weight is exerted in that moment where you are propulsing yourself. So imagine that 2.5 times of your body weight a million times per foot. So if you have structural issues or issues where, you know, you have plantar fasciitis or tendon problems, those all go, Achilles tendon, those all go into a category of overuse.
Right.
Okay, and those overuse problems are the most common issues that a patient presents with in any foot and ankle specialist office.
And we just met tonight, and you just described my entire problem. Anyway,
if I tell you any more, I'm going to charge you. So,
anyway, if you just tuned in, I'm here tonight with a most fascinating physician. Dr. Brian Coleman is here. Dr. Coleman is a foot and ankle orthopedic specialist. We're going to talk when we come back about full ankle or total ankle replacements. We have so much more to talk about. It's really a fascinating subject, a subject about which we should be more familiar. Of course, I am Scott Greenberg, and this is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents here every Monday night live from 6 to 7. Tonight's Dr. Coleman. Last week, we talked about physical therapy. Next week, we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease. So we have a lot of interesting things, but none more interesting than my guest tonight. Dr. Coleman is with South Palm Orthopedics, practicing predominantly out of Delray Hospital. And we're going to talk about everything you needed to know about the orthopedic nature of foot and ankle surgery and more as soon as we come back. If you have questions for Dr. Coleman or myself, you can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions. We make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us tonight. We are here live with Dr. Brian Coleman, who is a foot and ankle orthopedic surgeon. He's a specialist in foot and ankle, and he is with South Palm Orthopedic. We're going to give you his contact information a little later, so make sure you have a pen and paper handy. You know, one of the things that I guess is relatively new, Dr. Coleman, or at least I never heard about it until very recently, was total ankle replacements. It to me, that sounds like quite the task, a little bit different than hips. So I have a whole bunch of questions. So the first one is, are they new and do they work?
Great, good question. So let's start with the evolution of it all, the technology. Actually, the joint replacement craze in the orthopedic world started in the 50s and 60s. And obviously the technology has evolved to a completely different level. There's very few, if any, implants, whether it's shoulder replacements, knee, hip, foot and ankle, what have you, available now that was fostered back then. and just like knees and hips, which were by far the most common, there were attempts to design total ankle implants, arthritis of the ankle, and most times from traumatic injuries, you develop traumatic arthritis, which is a category, and probably the most common reason that total ankle replacement is performed, 75% of the patients have traumatic arthritis. The problem with most of the implants is that they were designed to emulate the ankle being a hinge in an up and down motion, and did not give any credence or respect to the inversion and eversion in motion, which is with the foot, the sole of the foot facing inwards or outwards. And actually, there is another variance in your gait cycle when you walk. Not only is that inversion and eversion, or the up and down is called dorsiflexion and plantar flexion, respectively, but there is a rotation or rotatory motion that also exists in the foot and ankle that had not been appreciated in the design of the implant or the physician that was actually addressing the problem. As a result, those early implants in the 60s, 70s were horrible failures, over 50% failure rates.
Wow.
So they were quickly dashed as eliminated as a potential treatment option. The gold standard of treatment for arthritis in general, for ankle, is fusions.
Right.
Fusions are like freezing the joint. So you still maintain the inversion and eversion because that's actually in the joint below the ankle that governs that motion. But the up and down dorsiflexion, plantar flexion motion was actually frozen in ankle fusions. It makes it really difficult to perform any loading activities, recreational or occupational, sustained standing on inclines is very difficult with ankle fusions.
Yeah, but it's painful too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, a good fusion eliminates one component of pain. It just makes it very difficult to maneuver when you're standing or your gait.
Right.
So, you know, that's the one of the drawbacks. But ankle fusions in general are great and still remain great operations for pain relief for arthritic ankles. As things evolved, though, what we were finding out, and there was a couple hallmark studies in looking at ankle fusions long term, that 80% of the people over the ensuing 15 to 20 years from that surgery actually developed arthritis in other joints, whether it's the joint below, which is called the subtalar joint, in the midfoot, or in the forefoot where your toes are. So once we kind of figured out that it may be great for, you know, a good portion of your life, you still have other issues that result as the energy is transferred to the frozen part, and then it goes to what's open. And then it leads to arthritis and cartilage wear, which is all arthritis really is, the cartilage wear, that causes problems for the patient.
Yeah. So when did it then migrate back to, maybe I'll save that. We'll come back to when that migrates from that freezing to now total ankle replacement, right? Which it seems to me to be where we're headed, right? The logic.
We're there now. In 98, once those studies came out, it was determined that there has to be a better designed total ankle implant that can preserve motion and eradicate the pain like a fusion.
Yeah, and I think I think that's fun, and I think that's terrific. And I guess the law of unintended consequences was what we were experiencing, as you described, with the initial fusion. And now we're going to talk about the new and improved, more secure, safer, less problematic total ankle replacement, which we're going to get to as soon as we come back with my guest, Dr. Brian Coleman. Dr. Coleman is with South Palm Orthopedics. He's an orthopedic surgeon specializing in foot and ankle, and we're going to talk about that total ankle replacement in just a minute. If you have questions for Dr. Coleman, you can call us, 877-960-9600. 877-960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad that you're with us tonight. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Every Monday night, 6 to 7, live, talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight, we're talking about ankles, feet and ankles, in particular with Dr. Brian Coleman, who is with South Palm Orthopedics. He's an orthopedic surgeon specializing in foot and ankle. And before the break, we started down the road to explain how we've graduated from what we used to do with ankles that weren't working all that well to what we're doing now, which are total ankle replacements. So let's talk about that. It's really evolved, right? We're doing great stuff. It's new.
It's truly wonderful. It's something that it's a latecomer on the scene relative to other concepts with joint replacements in the shoulder, hip and knee, even elbow. 98 was one and only implant on the market. I was the first African-American ever to put that implant in, which would make me the first to put one in the country. It's sort of a very near and dear to my heart, because I don't think there's any more satisfaction for a patient that's had continued pain over long periods of time, most commonly from a traumatic event, that can still preserve motion but have a marked decrease in pain. The evolution of the implant, and one that I use now specifically, is really nice, because taking a CT scan or a CAT scan of the ankle itself and then reformatting the software to a company that I actually work with, they can actually make custom implants to your ankle that are not cannot be placed in anybody else's. So that level of technology has made this procedure even more satisfying, simpler in the technical piece, and it's really been a game changer on the market.
Is it a complex surgery? Because it would seem to me it would be, and I actually, and I've talked about it from a different perspective. I've talked about it from knees. I know these custom made replacements really are game changers. I mean, they're my wife had a knee replacement with a custom-made knee, and her recovery was spectacular. So is it complex? Is it made? I'm sure it's major surgery. What's the recovery like? Is the pain? What does this all look like?
Well, it's complex meaning that it's a pretty significant learning curve. And what makes you good at a specialty, what puts you at a tier that is tough to rival, is being able to deal with any complications. Because dealing with complications, it's easy for someone, I will say easy as relative, but if you do something over and over again, just like anything else, you can become good at it. But figuring out when you need to apply that particular skill, apparatus, and then dealing with any potential complications, what sets you apart. But postoperatively, it's really no different than a fusion. You still have the patient non-weight bearing for 6 weeks, so you're using either crutches, walker, or a rolling knee walker is much more common these days. And then you start physical therapy, which is typically 3 times a week for 2 to 3 months. So I tell everybody it's a 4 to 6 month recovery. Now, in terms of activities, I would not recommend any running activities, particularly, you know, when it entails a sustained running activity over a long period of time. I think that if that's where you're trying to get to, then it may not be the specialty or the surgery for you. However, more sedentary, benign, prolonged walking activities, totally fine. Golf, totally fine. I don't think you can start playing basketball again. But usually, just like knees and hips, this procedure is reserved for people 50-plus, and the expected longevity of the implant is no different than a knee or hip, usually 15 to 20 years. So it has the same type of post-operative perspective as the other implants that are out there.
So that's really fascinating to me. I guess I would have thought that it would be much more complex than a hip, although I don't know why I would think that. I think only because it is, as you described, you put so much use on your foot, and you kind of can't avoid that.
And the joint is smaller.
Right.
It is smaller, so you have less wiggle room for any error in that regard. And the cuts that you make, just like in any other cuts of the bone, are fairly unforgiving. So, you know, from a technical aspect, you know, I'm sure a knee and hip specialist would say, you know, we're complex as well. It's really no different. It's in the same category.
Do you use robotic surgery in this process or not really?
No, not really.
Not yet. It's not made for that yet?
No, it is not.
That's fascinating to me. How many total ankle replacements are you doing? I mean,
since,
is it common?
Since 98, I've probably done 150.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not uncommon, but it's not at all like knees and hips, which are done every day.
It is not in the foot and ankle world. Total ankle replacement surgery is well known, but there's a lot of orthopedic foot and ankle guys that really don't do total ankle replacement, and there's only a small subset of the podiatric community.
So it's a treatment of last resort.
Actually, in my armamentarium, it's the initial treatment option. Even though I still do ankle fusions, and I did transcend, I did apply one to a 44-year-old person who said, look, I'm not getting a fusion under any circumstances. I'm not going to beat it up. I'm not going to do anything crazy, but I want to preserve motion. And that person has done quite well.
That's great. That's great. If you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. And some of these may, in fact, confront you and your family, like problems with your feet and with your ankles, which is why my guest tonight, Dr. Brian Coleman, an orthopedic specialist, working on feet and ankles is such an interesting guest. And as you can see, he's really a specialist doing cutting-edge work. You know, there's a lot of people who think you got to go somewhere else to get cutting-edge medical care, and nothing could be further from the truth, as you are learning tonight from my guest, Dr. Coleman. If you have a call for my guest or if you have questions for my guest, you can call us. 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us. And if you're here, you've been listening to a great show with my guest, Dr. Brian Coleman, an orthopedic foot surgeon that specializes in feet and ankle. Dr. Coleman, we have so much to talk about, and we've been talking so much. I didn't realize how much the time is flying. There's a lot of new technology going on in your space. Maybe we can just talk about that before we move on to a couple of other things.
Sure. The trend now is is two basic categories. What's going on in the orthopedic implant world? We talked about total ankle replacement, which is relatively new. And then there's minimal invasive surgery, which basically is doing big things and small incisions. You know, everyone, especially down here, is into how small my scar can be There is a vanity to it all that, you know, we have to acknowledge. Yeah, we have to acknowledge. We have to acknowledge that 75% of my patients are women, not to be sexist, but they're all very conscious of it, and right. as they should be. And respecting that particular aspect of surgery, you try to do as much as possible through a small incision. And so, as I talked about earlier, I do a lot of flat foot surgery, and now there is some reconstruction techniques, particularly when you are reshaping the heel bone itself, which is as big as a potato, as actually while you are recreating an arch, which flat foot surgery is recreating an arch, which a lot of people didn't know you can do, but it is actually the goal to achieve and to redistribute how your weight bearing is. By cutting the heel bone through a small incision and doing some tendon reconstruction, you can actually change the shape of your foot and ankle and recreate an arch that is permanent. In other aspects of technology, there's a regeneration piece that's PRP and stem cell. The main difference between the two is very simple. PRP is taking patient's own blood, spinning it down, separating it out, and then re-injecting one particular part of it back into an area that is causing pain and problems. In my world, it can be commonly done with plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, any real tendon problem. We've seen benefits as well as calf problems, hamstring pulls, and the like. Then there's stem cell, which is a regenerative material all of its own that can either be obtained from the patient through a procedure where it's extracted from most commonly the pelvis, and or from amniotic cells, from placental cells, from babies and young mothers. Wow. That's processed, extracted, filtered, and then administered. It's a big part of my practice. We're getting 80 to 85% results for all kinds of different issues, like arthritis in the knees, hips, shoulders. I'm starting to do them in the ankles where there's not a lot of literature, but I'm getting decent success results. And to be honest with you, it's the main challenge with stem cells specifically is that it's not covered by insurances.
Right, it's expensive.
Yeah, we've actually have a people that we're working with that has a solution for that problem, and now there's a competent injectable material that is actually covered under certain circumstances that is really going to be a game changer that we've come across and is fostering and applying over the last 6 weeks that is covered by Medicare.
Wow.
So stem cell,
game changer.
Absolutely. Stem cell in general, I'm a believer in. I'm a believer in the biologics, and it's really, really something that is a great option if you are surgery averse philosophically, if you can't afford to take time off and you need something that's going to give you some level of relief to maintain some functional value, whether it's occupationally or recreationally. It's one of those things that if you fail stem cell therapy, then you know your only alternative is surgery. And sometimes it takes that realization for a patient to actually make that decision when you're on the fence.
So that's really interesting. So if people want to ask more about it and they want to talk to you, how do they reach you?
They reach me very simply. We're our office is in Delray Beach on Linton, 4800 Linton Boulevard, Suite A201, 561-496-6622.
Let's give that number again.
561-496-6622.
And I have to assume there's a website associated with South Palm Orthopedics?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Just Google South Palm Orthopedics. My guest is Dr. Brian Coleman, and we're talking about feet and ankles. I have so many more questions, and I'm going to get to them, but I think if you just tuned in and you missed the beginning of the show, you should be sorry that you did. But the good news is you don't have to miss it forever because you will be able to hear it. How? We podcast. You will be up and running tomorrow. Just search OMG, I'm getting. Up We Will Pop. It's easy to do. I'm not a podcaster, but many are. We have a lot of subscribers. I hope that you are. If that is not for you, however, but you would like to listen to the part of the show that you missed, you're not out of luck. All you have to do is go to my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. Don't put a T in there. I know they're going to want you to do that. Spell check's going to throw it in there. Comfort Care, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E.com. Of course, there is no reason for you to ever miss any part of the show because you know we're here every Monday from 6 to 7. And wherever you are, you can access us on iHeartRadio because we're available there. And, of course, we simulcast on TrueOldiesFLA.com, locally, nationally, around the world. Next week, we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease. We're going to talk about research. We're going to talk about clinical trials. Dr. Mark Goldstein's going to be here. He's a fascinating guy. He's doing some very interesting things in Parkinson's. 10% of the nation's Parkinson's sufferers or patients are in South Florida. So it's a very timely topic. It's a very important topic. Parkinson's is a chronic disease, probably overlaps with my guest in terms of foot and ankle because there are gait issues with Parkinson's. So I guess we're going to stay on the same. Last week, physical therapy. This week, foot and ankle. Next week, Parkinson's. We're going to work right down this spectrum. In 2 weeks, Beth Elgort's going to be here. She's got an interesting thing in movement and music, and we're going to talk a lot about that. I'm excited to have Beth on. She's a terrific guest. But again, next week, Dr. Mark Goldstein, doing Parkinson's research. And if you missed tonight's show or the beginning of tonight's show with my guest, Dr. Brian Coleman, remember, OMG, I'm getting. So, Dr. Coleman, in the time that we have left, you see a lot of trauma out of Delray. You get some really tough things. It's a level one trauma center. I have to think that puts an awful lot of pressure on you. So I have to think reconstruction's a big part of what you do in emergency treatment. Is that right?
That's 100% right. as a level one trauma center, you get all comers. You get bad car accidents. You get, injuries from high-velocity weapons of all kinds. You get paint gun appliers that are under high velocity to backfire. You get lawnmower injuries that can lead to a significant amount of damage in a short period of time. And it takes a different level of care. Those patients are oftentimes committed to multiple surgeries, particularly in what we traditionally call compound fractures, but really are presently known as open fractures, which means that the injury usually, for my world, the bone, whether it's in the tibia, the foot and ankle, or even in the femur, in the lower extremity or in the upper extremity is sticking out of the skin. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple washouts. You have to make sure the tissues are clean. You have to make sure the wound's not contaminated. And then once you manage the soft tissue aspect, then you have to realign the bone. And because it's an open fracture, you're automatically at a greater than 50% risk of infection most times, that despite doing the multiple cleansings, the antibiotics, and all those appropriate things, you can still get infections, which makes that patient usually part of your practice for 18 to 24 months.
Wow, that's amazing to me. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to jump around too much because I screwed up and spent so much time on the other interesting subjects. Has COVID impacted you tremendously in your practice? And some of your practice is emergency, so that's obviously not COVID related. But has this really slowed you down some?
Well, the COVID situation has impacted everybody on different levels, including our practice. People are very paranoid. Well, let's start here. We do a ton of hip fracture surgery on a weekly and monthly basis, sometimes 10 to 12 a week.
Right.
And when you are going at that clip, those patients, by and large, leave the hospital and go to a rehab facility. And because once they enter that facility and they're at higher risk, then guess what? We can't really allow them to come in for follow-up.
Right.
Thus, telemedicine has become a huge part of our practice. It was basically non-existent prior to COVID, but now it's ingrained in the fabric of our entire being with regards to patient care. Mm-hmm. And we have all these patients in rehab that we can't see, even down to the reps that come in your office that have products that you may be interested in, can't come in. We now even have distancing in our office in terms of the seating arrangement. It used to be standing room only and people outside because of overflow on the busy days. Now we actually have less than 10 chairs in our waiting room.
Wow.
And 6 or 7 chairs outside.
Wow.
That are under overhead,
right.
That patients sit, patients' families can't come in. And when you're doing workers' comp cases, the case manager can't come in unless they go through the precautions and things like that. We take every precaution with cleansing weekly, cleansing after each patient, the whole office on the weekends, mandatory masks, temperature checks. We use iPads that have a certain protective cover that goes through ultraviolet cleansing in our office. So there is no stone left unturned with regards to our protocols.
It's amazing the impact. People don't understand the impact, not just in the ability to achieve care, but what goes into providing care. It's been amazing. Let's give your contact information again. How do people reach you, Dr. Coleman?
561-496-6622.
One more time.
561-496-6622.
And that is South Palm Orthopedics at 4800 Linton Boulevard in Delray. I encourage you to look up that. You're a great guest. You have so much to offer. I wish I had another hour to talk to you. You have given us a whole host of information. You've been very gracious with your time. I know it's a schlep for you to come up here. I think you have shared some amazing things. I wish I could have gotten to all the other things I wanted to. We never got to talus replacement. I still don't know what it is. I said I didn't know. I wanted to talk about sports industry, about sports injuries in seniors, tennis, golf, versus kids. I wanted to. You're a Hoosier, all right?
Scott, you didn't read the memo. You didn't read the memo. This is only part one. You forgot. This is a 3-part series.
We're definitely going to have you back. And I know you're doing some exciting things in the world of COVID testing. And I know that you want to talk about that as well. So we will. We'll find the time to get you back. And I hope that. That you will. I'm sure that people are in great hands with you. We found out tonight we have a lot in common with some mutual friends. So there's a lot here. So I don't know what else to say, but thank you for taking so much time and being here and imparting such good information.
Thank you so much. I just appreciate you all and the opportunity that you provided. And this in no way, shape, or form was a problem. This was a blessing that you bestowed upon me. And I truly appreciate you giving me the time to at least talk a little bit about what I do.
That's so great. If you just tuned in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And you missed the whole show, but don't do that. You can go back. We podcast OMG. I'm getting, and then we will be on any podcast platform that you use. Of course, you can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. We talk about issues that confront boomers and your parents every Monday night from 6 to 7. Tonight, my guest has been Dr. Brian Coleman. I've been fortunate to have the opportunity to learn so much from him. We hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. We hope that you'll come back next week when Dr. Mark Goldstein will be here talking about Parkinson's disease research. There's some clinical trials going on that you should know about. And since Parkinson's is a very important and prevalent condition here in this part of the world, we encourage you to do that. In any event, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. 95.9 True Oldies, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We're excited that you were here. We look forward to you coming back. If you're a regular, thank you. If you're new, please visit us again. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.